You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabach, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy still not convinced computers are here to stay, Pete Schwabach.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Great to have you with me on this Friday night as we bring to a close yet another week as we inch toward summer here in the state of Wisconsin. Great to have you with me. Our question of the night is, what is your favorite Mexican food? It is National Taco Day. And that's the question we were asking tonight. So we've gotten a lot of great answers. Most people want a margarita with whatever Mexican food it is. And we played the great Jim Gaffigan bit about how Mexican food is basically all the same ingredients. But I think you could say that for a lot of ethnic foods, too. So our question tonight, though, be part of the show. What is your favorite Mexican food? It is a bar band Friday night in place of Terry Barr tonight, who is on vacation. We went to the bullpen, and we got the lefty. Conrad, is Rocker a lefty?
I don't know. We'll have to ask
him. He is tonight. He's a lefty. We'll ask him. Either way, that's a perfect analogy because my next guest made a really cool documentary called Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Brewers. Sean Hannish joins us now on the stream. Sean, how are you?
I'm great, Pete. How you doing?
First of all, I apologize. I'm sure you have heard people mimicking Bob Uecker saying just a bit outside more than anyone has a right to over the last few months.
You know, let's be honest, though. It's kind of part of the design. It's part of the marketing.
Yeah. Okay. Fair enough. Hey, before we jump into what's happening with the film, I saw that you posted on Facebook a couple months ago about the fires, and you guys seem to be in a little bit of danger. How is everything? Did you guys get through that okay?
Well, really appreciate you asking, Pete. I'd never experienced a night like that Tuesday night. I had most of my, let's just start it this way. I went outside that evening, and that afternoon the winds were so strong it blew a tree onto my car. And Then that night I went outside and you know, they tell you something sounds like a freight train. The winds were so strong it sounded like a locomotive.
No kidding.
It was a rough night, man. I was up all night. I had packed the car with my son, and it's a really interesting experiment to be like, okay, I'm going to lose my house. What do I take?
Right.
Fortunately, I actually didn't end up having to evacuate. I live in Pasadena, just south of the Rose Bowl, but everywhere from the Rose Bowl north and then all the way to the east through Altadena. Oh man. Unfortunately, I have six friends that lost their homes. One of the producers on Just a Bit Outside, fortunately his home's standing, but he's still not back in it.
No kidding.
The streets are, it's apocalyptic what happened up there. Yeah. And also on the Palisades. It's hard to grasp. Even living here, it's hard to grasp. I mean, I've driven through some of the neighborhoods, and wow, it's. But you know what? One good thing that came out of it, I think, is LA doesn't feel a lot of times like a community. So
yeah,
big and diverse, and also it goes on for tens and tens of miles in every direction. That it actually felt like a community for once, and it kind of brought out the best in people.
Yeah.
So trying to help out where we can.
Well, that's great. I'm glad to hear. And it's weird, Sean. I mean, when I lived out there, you'd always see the fires in the hills, and we'd see ash come down into the valley. I lived in the Valley Village area, and it just didn't seem like, well, it's never going to touch us. And then when you saw what happened a couple months ago, it's like, wow, this can happen at any time. It is absolutely real. It was horrifying. So glad you're okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, it's fortunately, people listened to the, listened to the fire and the police, most everybody evacuated, which, thrilled about, because it could have been a lot worse.
Absolutely. Well, good for you. Now, listen, here's the other question. When something like that happens, Sean, I know when I moved back here, people are like, oh, you're much better off here than with all those earthquakes and all that kind of stuff. And I was like, you know, we went through a couple earthquakes, but I'm more worried about slipping on ice here than I am. Like, but that was the first time I looked and saw what was happening and said, yeah, I don't know if I want to go back there. The fire just scared the living daylights out of me. Did you have any moment during that time where you thought, well, maybe the Midwest isn't so bad, or did it affect you?
First of all, I love the Midwest. I'm, you know, grew up in Milwaukee and Brookfield. Yeah. So I'm, you know, I mean, I have designs to, you know, maybe, you know, spend some more time there as, you know, as I, you know, I guess get older. but I love it. I mean, there's nothing. Yeah. The summers are great. The falls are the best in the world. So
definitely.
I will say the you know, it has an effect. You know, the biggest thing right now is the heat. The heat in the summer has gotten even over the 30 plus years I've lived here. It's gotten worse, and so it's really a difficult. Believe it or not. It's really hard to live here in June, July, or really July, August, September. So anyway, that's my little.
Yeah. Makes you want to jump in a freshwater lake, I'm sure.
Well, it does.
All right. So it's great to have you here, Sean. I saw that you have a couple of Wisconsin screenings coming up. For those who might not know who are listening, give us a little bit of background about the documentary first, and then we'll get to your screenings.
Well, happy to. I mean, the real backstory is that I was 14 years old in 1982 and had the good fortune of my parents having season tickets. So, and they always had to the Brewers, I believe since almost year one. I grew up obviously, you know, just dyed in the wool Brewer fan, and as with all Wisconsin sports teams too, as we all are. But I was able to watch this magical season from, you know, from County Stadium, from the same seats, you know, whenever I could get the tickets from my dad.
Right.
So it was so memorable to everybody who lived through it, you know, no matter your age at that time. And the characters were so memorable. We felt like we knew them. You could see them in the parking lot.
Yeah.
You know, felt like you could approach them. And then, you know, so that's the real backstory. And also remembering how dramatic the season was, you know, the ups and the downs, the expectations, and then those crazy series at the end, you know, losing 3 out of 4 to Baltimore, winning the last game to make the playoffs, losing 2 in Anaheim, coming back and being the first team in pro history to win 3 in a row at home in a 5-game series.
Yeah.
To clinch. You know, and then the crazy World Series we had, the ups and downs, we're in the advantage and they're in the advantage, and then we're winning going to the bottom of the sixth. So it was, you know, an incredible ride. Now cut to about 4.5 years ago, Kelly Call, who was 15 years old at the time, who's my producing partner on this. He was 15 from Burlington, and he caught all the games on Channel 18 back in the day and on radio with, of course, you know, the great Bob Uecker calling them. And he went on that same ride. And so he he's kind of a big deal. He was president of the CBS for 6.5 years. So when he would go to he went to a couple of golf tournaments, and he got paired up with his childhood hero, Gorman Thomas. And they golfed together, and Gorman asked Kelly all about his favorite shows on CBS. And Kelly asked Gorman all about the stories of 1982. And, Kelly came back and he said, you know, I think there's something here. Gorman's telling me some really stories I've never heard before. And that's when we embarked on this project.
So great. My guest is Sean Hanisch, who made the film Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. It played through Wisconsin. I know it was in Marcus Theaters, Sean. I assume you guys have done other film festivals. You were on right before the film came out. And I love talking to filmmakers after they've been through the process of the release. Mm. Were your expectations met, exceeded? Do you still have a ways to go? How do you feel about how everything played out after the release?
Well, I would say it wildly exceeded my expectations.
Fantastic.
When you know, I'll say this, you know, as a filmmaker, you know, 20 years ago or even 12 years ago when my first film came out, you're kind of, the expectation is to hopefully be in theaters. This day and age, the expectation is, oh, I hope to be on streaming.
Yeah.
But as filmmaker, you're like, no, there's nothing like everybody sitting together in the dark in the theater and watching a story as a community. And so to be able to be in Marcus Theaters, we thought we were going to be there for 2 weeks in like a half dozen theaters. And we ended up being in theaters for 2 months.
Wow.
And that's not because Marcus was just being nice to us. They were great partners. They were amazing partners. But it's because of the word of mouth and the people really enjoyed. Some of these screenings turned into like tailgates.
Oh, that is great.
People coming in their jerseys, like, you know, people in their, you know, Yelich jerseys, people in their, you know, Robin Yount jerseys.
Yeah.
And they'd have a couple beers or sodas at the bar, bring them into the theater and cheer like they're at a game. And they, you know, it's something really, really special. I will never forget it. It's really launched a really good word of mouth. I mean, you know, I hope this doesn't come off as like a humble brag, but it, you know, we're currently 100% audience rating on Rotten Tomatoes.
Oh my gosh. That's fantastic.
Again, talk about wildly exceeding expectations. I think people, when they see the movie, even if they're not a Brewers fan or even if they're not a baseball fan, they're pleasantly surprised to discover these really interesting characters and go on this really emotional ride.
That is incredible, Sean. And it's not a brag. First of all, when someone dedicates their life to making a film, the entire process, the script, pre-production, production, post, you know, you've been through it. It's so much work. It's such a tedious process. You can brag all you want, especially 100% on Rotten Tomatoes is incredible.
Thank you.
You have a couple screenings coming up in Wisconsin, and that's why I kind of wanted to have you. We have to do a quick break, but let's talk about those when we come back. Are you going to be at the Wisconsin Film Festival?
Yes.
All right. Fantastic. I'll be there too. I can't wait.
Fabulous.
Yeah. So we'll talk about that after a very short break. Sean Hannish is here, the director and the creative force behind Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. You can find out next where to see that in the theater while you still can here in Wisconsin. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We got the
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Hey, this is John Legend, and you're listening to Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Breaking sports news here, ladies and gentlemen. Norfolk has cut the lead from 32 to 22. Florida now leads by only 22 points. Stand by. That is an upset in the making.
I told you they're second half team.
We will keep you abreast of the situation, ladies and gentlemen. This is fun. It's a bar band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. Terry Barr is not with us. Rocker is. That's the great thing about Max Inc. Radio. They're somewhat interchangeable. They know music, and Rocker will be here to tell us all about some new music you probably haven't heard. That's coming up at 7:35. We have a few more minutes with our current guest, Sean Hannish, the director behind Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. So, Sean, where, aside from the Wisconsin Film Festival, do you know when your screening is then, and where else can people see it if they don't go to the festival?
At the festival, we're screening Friday, April 4th.
Nice.
And you can find all that at the Wisconsin Film Festival website.
Great.
The other screenings we're having, actually, the Times in Wauwatosa is doing a whole kind of early baseball season series. So they've got Moneyball, they've got Major League.
Oh, great.
And they programmed us in for next Friday and Saturday night, the 29th and 30th down in Wauwatosa. So, you know, and it's funny, our website always kind of keeps everybody up to date as to the local screenings, because every once in a while, an independent cinema, an independent theater will jump out and say, hey, you know, we'd love to show your film. And we're always, if we can, we will.
That's all I'll say. So, all right. So those are great. You mentioned the website. Where can people, is it justabitoutside.com? Where can people go for that kind of?
Yeah, justabitoutsidemovie.com.
Perfect. All right. So check that out. You have, Sean, I think I'm kind of fascinated by, there's another Wisconsin guy. I don't know if you've ever crossed paths with him in LA, Steve Burrows, great guy. Also from Milwaukee. He made a film called Chump Change. He was in the narrative world. Then he went and did commercials. And now he's got this award-winning HBO documentary called Bleed Out, where he did a documentary about his mother. I'm fascinated by people like you that can have success in the narrative world and then jump out and do a documentary and have success there too. What made you, not that you ever regret it, but that's a commitment. Like, documentaries take a while. So you're stepping away from your bread and butter to make this documentary. Were you scared, or were you ever like, is this worth it?
The worth it question is, you know, you kind of, when you're deciding, there's a moment where you're kind of like, am I all in on this?
Yeah.
And there was a moment early on, really when we talked to Gorman and, you know, and Kelly and I really got our heads together that we thought, you know, there's something here. After we interviewed Robin Yount, who's our first interview, then we were all in. And you're like, you could kind of feel what the movie was going to be like. So
yeah.
I don't know, you know, as a filmmaker, there's no, you know, I will say your filter gets tighter the more experience you have. And you're like, is that really going to make a good story? Will people really be interested in that? And like, why would people be interested in that now? And once I was able to answer all of those questions, at least in my mind, and I knew the story had a lot of heart. So I guess that answers your question of, was it going to be worth it? I mean, was it worth it to me? I got to sit down with all of my childhood heroes.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, I'm glad the movie turned out, but even just the experience of the process was awesome. As regards jumping from narrative to documentary, I will say this. It's very different, but at its core, it's very similar. Like the mode of production is very different. In narrative film, everything is based on the script. Literally everything, your casting, right. Your financing, your locations, your editing schedule, everything. In documentary, you're writing that script in the edit bay. So I will admit, while editing a narrative feature is a 3-4-6 month process, editing a documentary is in this case about two and a half years.
Wow.
And that's really where the stamina comes in.
Yeah.
You know? And it's I will admit, you know, being a narrative filmmaker and this being my first documentary, I was a little frustrated by how long it was taking us in post, but it is its own process. And I, you know, the goal was just to make the best film possible. And I think, you know, I think we accomplished it.
That's great. My guest is Sean Hannish. You can see his film, Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers at the Wisconsin Film Festival, April 4th, or in Wauwatosa on the 29th and 30th. Go to justabitoutsidemovie.com. The movie or movie? I guess if you Google it, they'll find it.
It's movie. Okay.
I made you have to think there, didn't I?
No, I know. It's the movie.
The movie, okay.
Just a Bit Outside, the movie.
Got it. All right. Very cool. So what's next for you? You got another, you going back into the narrative world? You going to make another doc?
Well, can I let folks know where they can see the movie outside of theaters?
Absolutely. Oh, I was going to ask. I forgot to ask you that anyway. Yeah.
Well, I was going to, great news is we came out on DVD about 4 weeks ago.
Okay.
And ever since we came out, we're the number one documentary DVD on Amazon.
Oh, fantastic.
It speaks to the fans. It speaks to the great fans in Wisconsin, because I'm sure you know, a lot of those are from, although they're from outside the state too, but really appreciate that support.
Yeah.
Really big news that we released less than 48 hours ago is that we're going to be streaming on the Roku channel starting April the 11th.
Okay. I thought I saw that. Okay.
And that's free.
That's fantastic.
All you have to do is go to therokuchannel.com. You can watch it on your phone. You can watch it on your iPad. You can watch it on your, you know, smart TV. We're so excited. It's exclusively on the Roku channel. It starts April the 11th. So now everybody can see it. And we're not just opening in the U.S. It's Canada, UK,
yeah. Mexico. That's fantastic, Sean. Hey, listen, congratulations. A successful theatrical run, DVD, and now a stream or two. Well done. Very impressive. And I hope I run into you at the Wisconsin Film Festival. Be great to say hello.
I'll be there. Kelly and I will be okay. There. I'd love to meet in person.
Absolutely. Continued success, my friend. Thanks for taking the time
tonight. Thank you so much, Pete. We appreciate you guys.
Sean right. Hannish, check it out, folks. You have many ways to see Just a Bit Outside now. When we come back, you might have thought there was no Barbie on Friday night because Terry Barr will not be here, but you would be wrong. Rocker joins us after Civic Media's award-winning news team tells you what's up. And maybe, I don't know, maybe we'll have another update on that game. It's getting closer. It's 20 now.
Oh, wow.
A lot of time. 10 minutes. All right. We're coming right back. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Building towers for signage.
Time to check out original music with Bar Band Friday on Nightlight. Now, your host, Peach Wabba, and special guest, Terry Barr.
Special guest filling in for Terry Barr, the lefty out of the bullpen, as we are referring to him this evening. He co-hosts Max Inc. Radio with Terry and Jimmy, the award-winning Max Inc. Radio, and he joins us tonight for Bar Band Friday, filling in for Terry. It's Rocker. Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's happening, Pete? Thanks for having me on tonight.
Hey, thanks for doing this. It's great to talk to you again, especially after all you've been through. How are you doing?
I am doing really well. Thanks for asking. I appreciate that. You know, for those who don't know, I died on stage, right? I was playing with my band down here in Madison and had a heart attack on stage, and it saved my life. Wow. Having it on stage in front of people, because I got help immediately, and it took the paramedics and all the people that were there and stuff about 45 minutes to revive me. But after a hospital stay and another hospital stay, but now I'm back on the mend. So it's pretty great. I'm feeling great and doing a lot of cardio rehab and eating well and doing all those things to kind of reclaim health.
Good for you, but I'm very glad to hear that. And that it was such an incredible story. So are you playing again? Are you playing music again?
Not quite.
Not quite.
I'm still kind of, you know, working up strength and getting the stamina back. But I'm fully, you know, working to play drums with the band again.
Excellent. Well, all the more reason I appreciate you filling in tonight, buddy. It's good to see you. And thank you for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.
So I'm kind of leaving this. This is kind of your dime, your dance floor tonight, because we have our typical format, but you've got us some really cool. We've got a lot of different clips here. So where do you want to start, Rocker?
Well, I'll start with Max Inc. Radio.
Yeah.
Every Saturday night and Sunday night here on the Civic Media Radio Network, 6 p.m. to midnight. And we play Wisconsin made music. We interview Wisconsin artists and a lot of local personalities that are somehow related to the music industry, or sometimes just cool businesses or you know, fundraising events. So there's just a lot of stuff. And we also usually feature a live performance every week. And we have a performer come in and play for us. And sometimes it's a whole band. Sometimes it's a local performer. So it's a lot of fun. But, you know, we unplug from the politics. And it's all about local music. We are local music.
Everybody needs a break. And it's when I first heard, I mean, when I started doing this, I thought preparing a 2-hour show every night was a lot of work. And it is. But preparing a 6-hour show, even though it's once a week, I don't even know how you guys do that. It's very impressive. So let's start with, am I saying this right, Rocker? Harmonious Whale?
Well, let's see. Yeah, let's go with Harmonious Whale. What I like to do is preview some shows that are coming around.
Yeah.
And I have a lot of Madison shows right now loaded up. Harmonious Whale, they are going to be playing Saturday, March 22nd at the North Street Cabaret. That's at North Avenue, Eakin Park in Madison. Okay. And Harmonious Whale, they are purveyors of Americana-infused gypsy jazz. Wow. Sims Delaney Potoff, he is a mandolin virtuoso, band leader, vocalist. He went to school at Berklee School of Music. Maggie Delaney Potoff, she's a vocalist extraordinaire and his wife, but her percussive instrument of choice is a cardboard box.
What?
And she plays, she plays that with brushes. And it's great. You know, the box still has the logo on it. Could come from a restaurant or, you know, Amazon. But she gets amazing sound out of it. It's pretty cool. Scott Lavinka, a gypsy guitar whiz, and then a master bassist, Forrest Evans, who dazzles on upright bass. So they've been around for 30 years here in Madison.
Jeez.
And they're about to put out a new album. And I thought I'd bring in a little song that they did, Beyond the Pale. This is from their latest album. This is Harmonious Whale.
All right.
30 days out on the road.
That was Harmonious Whale, a little sampling from Beyond the Pale. And that's, you call that Americana-infused gypsy jazz, Rocker?
Yeah.
Love that mandolin.
Really good. Really entertaining, too. Great storytellers. Really fun band to see. You can go see them coming up at the North Street Cabaret in Madison on Saturday, March 22nd.
Very cool.
And let's move on to Automatic Lover. They're kind of a newer band within the last year here in Madison. Just, it's music that moves you. Singer, producer from Sonora, Mexico, the singer, a Grammy-nominated disciple of the original funky drummer Clyde Stubblefield, that is Joey B. Banks, his understudy. Keyboards steeped in jazz and salsa meet guitars, raised on 80s hardcore and Afrobeat, and a bass that slaps back at acid jazz roots.
Holy smokes. And a whole
horn section. So they're playing Saturday, March 22nd at the Red Rooster here in Madison on Seaforth Road. And this song is kind of interesting. The clip I picked, we're going to start with the guitar solo because I wanted to really check out these guys, how they jam. But they're just a great band. This is a song called Helena. This is Automatic Lover.
Awesome. Boy, the Red Rooster is going to be jumping March 22nd. That's awesome.
I mean, You can't help but move your feet when they're playing. I mean, they're just an energetic, super fun band to see.
I love it. That's great.
All right. I got two more for you tonight.
Let's do it.
There's the 7th annual Respect. It's a celebration of women in music, March 29th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison. And what they do is they have the Big Payback, a band which has a giant horn section, you know, really big. I think it's a 9-piece band. And so what they do is they back a bunch of local female singers from around the area. And then each of those singers kind of cover a woman in music that is extremely famous.
Oh, cool.
So you have people like Teresa Marie, who's the singer from People Brothers Band. She's going to be covering Chaka Khan. There is Raquel Ailman, and she'll be covering Madonna. Candice Griffin doing Stevie Nicks, and a whole plethora of different artists from here in Madison who are participating. One of them is Lo Marie, and she's singing a Chapel Roan song. And she's a Madison singer-songwriter who studied music and economics at Vanderbilt University in Nashville. And she also tours with a Frank Zappa tribute band called Furious Bongos.
Oh, nice.
And I brought in a song from her last album, and this song is Lo Marie, Fear is a Vampire.
Is a phantom, sits on my thoughts, weighing down the freedom of my will alone. Is heavy a welcome burden, releasing me from joy that I don't feel? But when push comes to shove,
very nice.
And Lo Marie will be performing and interviewing on Max Inc. Radio tomorrow night. So tune in.
Oh, cool.
And she'll be playing a couple songs on the radio. And of course, you can see her with the 7th annual Respect Show celebration of women in music. That's March 29th at the High Noon Saloon in Madison.
I've never been there. I love that name, High Noon Saloon.
Oh, it's a great, great venue.
Is it downtown? Or is it out?
It's Capital East District
on
East Washington, just east of the Capitol.
Very nice. Awesome, man. All right. Let's move on. What do you got next, buddy?
All right. Let's see.
Road trip,
yes.
All right.
They are an Oshkosh band. They're jamming as a band for nearly 3 decades. They're mainly a cover band, but have a bunch of original music. They've won a ton of Whammy Awards over the years, and they're going to be playing all over Wisconsin. I'll go through this list quick because it's a lot.
Okay.
Saturday, March 22nd at the Hortonville Lanes in the Appleton area. Saturday, March 29th at the Junkyard in Wisconsin Rapids. Saturday, April 5th at the Hill Tavern in Beaver Dam. Saturday, April 12th at the Boulevard right here in Madison. And Friday, April 18th at the Wharf in Manitowoc. And the big thing is that April 24th, they're going to be playing at the Great North Commons during the NFL draft. That's steps from Lambeau Field in Green Bay.
Sweet.
This is their original song. It's called 2 Days. This is Road Trip.
Looks like you've been handled with love.
like that a lot. That's great.
They're pretty good. They've been around for a long time. So check them out. Find them on online to see their whole schedule. They're playing everywhere.
I just pulled them up. Yeah, this is great. They have a great site, too. Check out roadtripband.com if you like that, folks. That's awesome.
Do we have time for one more?
Yeah, I think, Conrad, are we doing okay? No, not. Can we do a quick break first, Rocker?
We sure can.
All right. I'll tell you what. Why don't we got about a minute. You want to set this up, and then we'll come back and play the song?
Sure. You know, there's this band called Last Crack, and I actually used to manage them back in the early 2000s. They were on Roadrunner Records back in the 90s. And when the singer had heard about what had happened to me, he was like, hey, let's get the band to get back together for a show and do a show called the Rocker Jamboree. So when we come back, I'd like to tell you about the Rocker Jamboree and Last Crack and some other bands that haven't played in 20 years that are reuniting for a great cause, including myself.
That's awesome, man. You must have been a pretty good manager, too, if they're willing to come back and do all this. Most of those relationships, or a lot of them, don't end so well, so good for you. Rocker is here. It's a Bar Band Friday night, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do a very quick break, and we'll be right back to wrap this thing up. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Monday night on Nightlight, we have another great show planned for you guys. The director of A Road at Night, John Roach, will be here. John is also one of the writers of the film The Straight Story, which was co-written by Mary Sweeney and directed by David Lynch. He will be here Monday night at 6:35 to talk about his film that will be in the Wisconsin Film Festival, and actor Ezekiel Drews will be here in the second hour. That's Monday. We have a few more minutes with our guest tonight, Rocker, who is filling in for Terry Barr, his colleague at Max Inc. Radio. And we've been introduced already to four pretty cool bands. And now we have a fifth clip here, Rocker. We kind of set it up, but is there anything else you want to tell us before we get back at it?
Yeah, let me get back to say that my co-hosts, Terry Barr and Jimmy K. Jimmy K. really kind of pioneered this Rocker Jamboree. To kind of help me out, there's been some medical expenses, and also to benefit Mama Cares, which is a division of the Madison Area Music Association. And Mama Cares is a fund that basically helps musicians in their time of crisis. So, you know, more often than not, it's a medical crisis, and musicians don't necessarily have health insurance as much as normal people. So they need a little help with Mama Cares. So this benefit we'll have Last Crack, who hasn't performed in 20 years, Magic Seven, which is an offshoot of that band, and people, they're really big here in Madison and around Wisconsin. And that will be Sunday, May the 4th, from 1 to 5 p.m. here in Madison at the Burr Oak. And this is from their latest album, The Uprising, in 2019. We're going to play a song called Three Ghosts. This is Last Crack.
Awesome. There's a sample of what you'll hear at the Rocker Jamboree on May 4th from 1 to 5 p.m. At the Burr Oak. That's That sounds like a blast, dude.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Will you you'll be able to play by then? And if so, would you?
Well, I won't be playing with any of those bands, okay. And my band won't be at this event. But I'm hoping to get back to a show around the fall with my band Iron Plow.
Okay. Buddy, I'm so glad you're doing well and you're back at it, at least on Max Inc. It's such a great show. You guys do a phenomenal job, and I really appreciate you filling in for Terry tonight. This has been fun.
Thanks, Pete. I appreciate it. It's been
anytime.
A lot of fun.
All right. Have a great show tomorrow night.
Thank you.
You're welcome. That's Rocker. Check out Max Inc. Radio every Saturday night from 6 to midnight here on the Civic Media Radio Network. They do such a great job. And Terry, by way of Max Inc., has introduced us to so many great bands over the last year on Bar Band Friday night. And this was kind of fun to do things a little differently, right?
Yeah,
I liked hearing a little clip like that of everybody.
Yeah, that was fun.
Yeah. All right. So I'd like to thank Rocker for being here tonight. That was fun. Sean Hannish was a lot of fun to talk to Sean again about his film Just a Bit Outside, the story of the 1982 Milwaukee Brewers. And Civic Media's own Don Brown. That was a blast, too. Just a lot of fun. Thank you for your text. We do have a text, Conrad, that I haven't read yet. Are you aware of that?
We have two.
And Ollie, we know you're trying to call. Apologies. We're having issues with our phones. So I'm sorry we missed your call tonight. But don't give up on us. We'll get this figured out. It gets a little better every day. Pamela from Wisconsin Rapids, that's in the 715. She says, thanks to Rocker for mentioning Road Trip at Junkyard Bar and Grill in Wisconsin Rapids. Junkyard is one of our local advertising clients here. And that's from Pamela at WFHR. Pamela, thank you as always for listening. Guys are doing great work at WFHR. A lot of award nominations this week. So that'll be exciting to see what happens there. Steady Eddie. What would this show be without a Steady Eddie text? Right. From the 608, our buddy Steadfast Edward says, Pete, about 50 years ago, I worked at a Mexican restaurant, Paco's, on Upper State Street, just down from the Capitol in Madison. All the food was good, but what I remember most is that workers at the restaurant got a free bottle of cerveza beer after their shift was over. It was excellent Mexican beer. Cerveza and Mexican food served together es muy bueno. You didn't know I was bilingual, did you, Conrad? I tortured Plato Mixo or whatever it was, but I got this one. I've heard those terms. Steady Eddie, that's awesome. This is all making me hungry again. That's the problem when we do food questions, is my mouth is like watering my entire drive home, and then I'm stuck with like McDonald's and Arby's if I want to eat. Doesn't quite live up to it.
Do you want to do one last update?
Yes, let's hear it. Wow, this is going to wreck everybody's brackets, but Florida looks like they're going to hang on 95-69 over Norfolk State. 47 seconds left. You know, let's see what happens, but it looks like that one's over.
That just ruins my bracket completely.
Everybody, you know? Don't you love, I've noticed it a little bit with this, with the tournament too. Mostly NFL guys do this too. They don't want to lose their viewers. So they're like, this one is not over yet, folks. Couple onside kicks and a Hail Mary, and Buffalo is right back in this one with 2 minutes to go.
They just need to hit like three-pointers every second, and they're good.
It's never happened before, but history could be written tonight. Hey, thanks for being part of Nightlight tonight, everyone. Loved your texts and calls, as always. We will be back Monday on behalf of the lovable producer, Conrad. And the NCAA tournament. Watch a lot of hoops this week, folks. Enjoy yourselves. Good night, Wisconsin.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.